To those brave American tankers, the power and might of the New World, who went to the rescue of the old. Introduction. Some stories begin with a roll of the dice. It was a Sunday morning in 2012 when I approached a brick row house in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The working-class neighborhood was quiet and no one paid me any notice. I had come chasing a story. My former college classmate, Pete Seminoff, had given me a lead on a World War II veteran living here in relative obscurity. Pete said this veteran had a tale to tell, maybe a book in the making. Supposedly, he had been a tank gunner in one of the war's most legendary tank duels, and an Army cameraman had filmed the whole thing. But did he want to share his story? And would anyone want to read a book about tanks? This was before Brad Pitt strapped on his three-buckle boots for the filming of Fury, and before World of Tanks became all the rage. And there was another question looming in my mind. The veteran had served in the 3rd Armored Division, the Spearhead Division. Most history buffs know of the Screaming Eagles, the Big Red One, Patton's 3rd Army, but the 3rd Armored Division. The only 3rd Armored soldier I knew of had joined them during the Cold War. His name was Elvis. I checked the house numbers against the address I had noted on my phone. This was the place. I knocked, and Clarence Smoyer answered. He was 88 and surprisingly tall, dressed in a simple blue polo shirt that stretched over a robust stomach. His thick glasses made his eyes seem small. Clarence welcomed me inside with a chuckle and pulled up a chair for me at his kitchen table. There, I'd make a discovery. It was true. All of it. This gentle giant held the keys to one of the last great untold stories of World War II, and he was ready to talk. I've always visited the battlefields before I write about them. A higher call took me to a dusty airfield in Sicily. Devotion led my team and me into the misty mountains of North Korea. To bring you the deepest level of historical detail for this book, we went to new lengths in our research. This time, we traversed the battlefields of the Third Reich with the men who made history. In 2013, Clarence Smoyer and 3 other veterans traveled to Germany and allowed us to tag along, to interview them on the ground where they had once fought. We recorded their stories. We recorded what they remembered saying and hearing others say. Then we verified their accounts with deep research. We drew from 4 archives in America and 1 in England. We even traveled to the German Bundesarchiv in the Black Forest in search of answers. And what we found was staggering. Original orders, rare interviews between our heroes and war reporters conducted while the battle was raging, radio logs of our tank commanders' chatter allowing us to time their actions to the minute, daily weather reports, and much more. Prepare to mount up. In a few short pages, you'll find yourself behind enemy lines with the 3rd Armored Division, a workhorse unit, one of the most aggressive American divisions, and arguably the best in the armor business. Even General Omar Bradley saw something special in Clarence and his comrades. When asked to gauge the personality of his units, Bradley wrote that Patton's tankers adopted his flair. Simpsons in the 9th Army were known for their breeziness. And the 3rd Armored? They led the fighting march across Europe with a serious and grim intensity. Serious and grim. That's who you'll be riding with. But this is not a story about machines, how one tank stacked up against another. This is a story about people. We'll drop you inside the tanks with Clarence and his fellow crew members, strangers from across